Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's presentation where I will be sharing my tips and tricks, my secrets to using Fibonacci's and Elliott waves. And in fact, I do use the hybrid Elliott waves. And the reality is that we're all looking for ways to find best entries, best stops, best targets to get the best return on our trade, best return on our investment. So before we continue, quick disclaimer, all information provided today by myself and Trade Outlet is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any instrument of any kind. For those of you that are new here, and I see a lot of new names in here today, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade, and invest any market, whether it's the stock market, the futures market, whether you want to trade options or whether you want to do cryptos, whatever it is that you want to trade, it is a universal system and it's based on technical analysis and only about 1% fundamental. So that makes it easier into our approach. I am a professional trader and have over 25 years of trading experience in the market. So what that means is that I have been trading full-time for the last 25 years. I come with 10 plus years in investment banking that has helped me a lot. I also specialize in high velocity moves. So that means that I don't focus as much as into, let's say, scalping to have 10 or 15 trades in a day, but I focus on that one trade that can deliver the best result for my risk, for my allocated risk. I'm also the designer of a proprietary trading system, and the trading system is based on price support resistance. Now, there's nothing new with the price support resistance, right? Everybody knows it's, you know, supply and demand area, but there's so much more than basic supply and demand, support and resistance. There are actually 8 layers that I focus on. And Elliott waves and that hybrid of Elliott waves and Fibonacci's are just 2 of them. Also, focus on specific trigger times, because there are, if you're a day trader, you should know that there are specific trigger times into the market and that price action reaction has a certain behavior off the open, as we're heading into 9:45, as we're heading into 10 o'clock, as we're heading from 10 o'clock to 10:30. And then there's another prime time trigger time that is happening at 10:30. And that's pretty much the last time where you can act into these high velocity trades. So you basically have 3 or 4 trigger times that are coming in from 9:30 till about 10:30 within the first hour. And that is what I focus on. That is what I specialize in. So my trading day consists in basically trading this power hour in the morning. And I'm usually done about 11 o'clock or 11:30. I also use chart synchronicity, which helps me identify the power of institutional moves. What that means is that I can easily see where the money is rolling into and rolling out of. So for example, this morning, we had a little bit more strength in the Dow than we had in the rest of the indices. And the reality is that we had some strength in RTY that started to rally right off the open and just a little bit before the open as well. So we had 2 indices that were really trying to go higher. And then we had 2 indices that were sideways, were very cautious, into that caution mode. And then they started to go down right off the open. And they were the first ones to lead the way lower today. So chart synchronicity and divergency is very important, because right from the get-go, from when the market opens, they can protect you and they can indicate which trade you need to be into for the best return on your risk. Also, specific price zones. These are 4 specific price zones that I have been taught by my mentor, an institutional trader with Goldman Sachs, that these institutions cannot all buy or sell at certain areas
that we do, right? So for example, if I want to get, let's say the Qs or NASDAQ at an exact price, all my shares, let's say I want to get 1500 shares of the Qs, or I want to get 10 contracts of NASDAQ at a certain point, I can do that because the market volume allows me to do that. However, if institutions desire to do that, they cannot do that. Definitely number one is, you know, they have rules and regulations. And second of all, they would create a huge imbalance in the market. So therefore, they have to scale in and they have to scale out at these four precise zones. More about that maybe later in this presentation. If we have enough time, I will touch upon that topic. But today, the focus is going to go more into the Fibonacci and the Elliott waves. And of course, multi-time frame correlation, which is super important because that is where you can see multi-time frame resistance, if there is any, or support. And of course, you could actually have a much better read on the trend and therefore more precise tracing of the Fibonacci. And I use an Elliott hybrid. I use an Elliott wave hybrid that I was taught. And this is something that a lot of institutions use. And again, yes, you don't hear a lot about this. This is probably one of their biggest kept secrets, but I'm here to share that secret with you. So it won't be a secret anymore. So basically what I focus on, and a lot of algos are programmed to act like this, it's price action reaction into these Elliott waves context that give you the forecast, but you have to use also some moving averages and some minor support, minor resistances, levels in order to determine the correct direction of the trade. It sounds complicated, but it's not. When I'm going to show you on the chart how easy it is, it's not that complicated. So let's get right into it. If you guys want to learn more about my company, about myself, you can head on to tradeoutloud.com. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and LinkedIn, the handle is tradeoutloud. So I'm pretty sure you guys know that money is energy, right? Money is energy. Energy is reflected in price action, is the energy of buying, the energy of selling, right? And think about income and think about wealth. It is a high energy result, right? You got the impulse to buy and the impulse to sell. So I'm not going to get into what Fibonacci says because I have tuned in, chimed in just a little bit into yesterday's presentation and today, and you guys have like the full blown explanation of what Fibonacci is. And I'm pretty sure you guys know by now what the Fibonacci's numbers are, but I'm here to add something really special to this combination. And that is the following slide. First of all, you guys know how the Fibonacci number comes about, right? Because everybody in this presentation started the presentation, especially yesterday. We had so many, you know, repeat over and over again. And repetition is good because this is how you basically learn about it. So you guys know that the secret to Fibonacci is to add the two prior numbers to have a third number. And then you add the third with the second to have the fourth number, the fourth with the third to have the fifth number, and so on. So basically, the Fibonacci sequence is not only present in hurricane, in flower petals, in seashell spirals, and anything else, even in the DNA, right? So you guys know that already. But guys, there's a very strong correlation between the stock market and the Fibonacci numbers. Now, have you ever wondered that the most popular moving averages that everybody uses are the 21, the 34, the 50, and the 89? 50, I think they rounded it up. There was like a common agreement on it. But the 21, 34, 50, and 89 are the most used common moving averages. The 21 simple moving average is used by a lot of technical traders. You can even tune on to CNBC right now, and they're going to be using a 20 or a 21 simple moving average. Algorithms are using the 2021 moving average as well. And first off, the 20 simple moving average is such a great moving average because it shows you the dominant trend on any kind of time frame. So for example, if you tune into, for example, a 5 minute or a 15 minute, any kind of stock or index or whatever you're trading, even Forex currency pair, if they're trading above the 20 simple moving average, you should think bullish. And as long as the price action is riding above the 20 simple moving average, the price action should be bought and not sold. The other thing is that if the price action is below the 20 simple moving average, the price action should, the trader should sell. I was just trying to grab, and Just give me 1 second. All right, here's, for example, the 20 simple moving average, right? So when the price action is trading above, you should always think buy, right? Pulling back to the 20 simple, extending higher, pulling back to the 20, extending higher, right? Now, keep in mind that at oftentimes there's going to be quite a distance between the top and the MAs. And yes, it can pierce the MA just by a little. So when the price action has this, this is called a void. This is called a gap of air. Whenever the price is getting so extended that, you know, it just, it's just so detached from the 20 simple moving average, the price action will be coming back automatically because it's like the magnet. It releases out, it comes back down, releases out, comes back down. And that's why in power trends, you're going to see that the price action is basically following above the 20 SMA. And that is the power trend to the upside. You can see this power trend on smaller time frames. You can see the power trend on higher time frames. It's all depends on the time frame that you trade. It all depends whether you are a day trader or whether you're a swing trader or whether you're a core trader, meaning an investor. A day trader is a trader that holds positions into the end of the day, or just like me, holds positions for a very short time with the trend. I typically, the hold time for my trades is typically somewhere from about 3 to 4 minutes all the way to, let's say, 2 hours at the most. Swing traders typically hold positions from 2 days to about 2 weeks. And core traders, now the core traders are divided into two. These are the investors, right? This is the investing time frame. And these are higher time frames. These are weekly charts, monthly charts, quarterly charts, for example. And typically positions here are held from a few months, right, to a couple of years. And there's the value investing where, you know, you gain dividends and you reinvest and you compound. And that is for, it can even last for decades. But back into the importance of Fibonacci's and the moving averages links that we have been talking about. Now, this is for the upside. For the downside, once the price action is trading below the 20 simple moving average, we don't buy. We just look to short, right? Because at one point in time, this price was just above, right? So, and once it crossed below this 21 simple moving average, this one right here becomes a rejection point. It could either bounce the price up or it either can reject the price from down. Okay. So this is what happens. So pay very close attention. The same phenomenon happens with the 34 simple moving average and the 50 simple moving average and the 89 simple moving average. 50 simple moving average is a swing type of moving average. And this is very powerful when used on daily charts. Now the 89 simple moving average is best used on the weekly charts. Oops, sorry. This is a W right here on the weekly charts and also on the monthly charts. So this is an institution type of moving average and should only be present on your very high time frame charts, weekly charts, monthly charts, quarterly charts. So those really high time frame charts, don't bother with this moving average on a time frame like the 1 minute or the 2 minute. Now, because we have been talking about the 1 and the 2 minute, there's also this transitional number right here, 8, that can be potentially a moving average as well. Okay, we're going to talk about bars in just a few moments, but this number 8 is very important. I used to use the 8 simple moving average many years ago. And I'm talking, wow, probably in 2000 and 2003 to 2005. And I stopped using it around 2007 because I've noticed that the price action has a better reaction off of the 10 exponential moving average. But there are still a lot of algorithms out there. And by the way, you could test it on your end, on your platform, and you can put on a 10 exponential moving average, and this is an EMA, all right? And overlap it, for example, and test it with an 8 simple moving average, okay? You will find out they're very, very similar, okay? Very, very similar in action, okay? So now that we have all this wrapped up with the moving averages and the importance of using these numbers for the moving averages, and it's not an accident that they have been created around the Fib numbers, because they were created around the Fib numbers, is because they get a really accurate read into the market, and they can predetermine the trend. So once they cross below the 20, they enter a possible downtrend or at least a pullback phase. And same with the 34, 50, and 89. Now, we left these bars that are so predictive. Did you guys know that you can, if you know how to count to 3, 5, or 8, you know when the pullback may be happening? So for example, take a look at this. The price action, let's say, gets out of a breakout and it goes 1, 2, 3 out. Now, don't forget that when the price action hits this number 3, this one right here, after 3 bars up, you need to start thinking partial profits or raise the trail stop. Why? Because the price action moves in segments, either moves 3 bars, it could actually move 4 bars as well. It can move 5 bars. This is very popular. After 5 bars up, you can expect a pullback. And this 8 bars, this is in a dominant bullish market. You got to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So what can you expect after 3 bars up? Pullback. And the pullback would actually reflect in a sell, right? What is a sell? A sell is when a red candle takes out the prior green candle low. The same thing can happen in a 4 bar. So after 4 bars up, you get a sell bar that takes out the prior low. This is a sell right here. So it's showing you that the price action may pull back. Well, it may pull back. Remember, in the scenario where you have a moving average, it may suggest that you could actually have a fade. So you could actually short it, go against the trend and short it from this point all the way to the 20 SMA, right? Or it could actually break the 20 SMA and land into the red zone where you are going to further retrace lower. Okay. And then of course, this is repetitive. After 5 bars up, you can expect a pullback. So once you have the sell formation, this is the simple sell formation that, you know, every single book on the planet, every trading book on the planet should start with this. What is the buy and what is the sell? Because there is a precise pattern for the buy and a precise pattern for the sell. This is the precise pattern for the sell. When a red bar takes out the prior low of the prior green bar, this becomes your stop, okay? This becomes your entry just a few pennies below this low. And there you go. You're entering yourself into a counter trend or into a sell pattern. And the same thing here with the 8 bars. So now, repeat after me. After 3 bars up, expect pullback. After 5 bars up, expect pullback. After 8 bars up, expect pullback. So don't have high hopes that when you are in a trade, the trade is going to go to the moon, because it always has this cyclical pullback between 3, 5, and 8 bars. And then there are these 2 other numbers right here that I use to calculate. These are not extension levels, but these numbers right here are used to calculate extension and retracement levels. And this is something that we're going to talk about in the next few slides when we talk about Fibonacci's, because Fibonacci's have a double role. And the way, and I'm going to share with you guys the number of the strategies that I use to determine my entry, stops, targets, and the way I use Fibonacci's and the way I have been taught to use the Fibonacci retracement or extension. So first of all, Fibonacci has a very important role into price action analysis and different Fibonacci levels create other type of support other than supply and demand. This is a number that is calculated percentage wise from a swing high to from a swing low to a swing high, or from a swing high to a swing low. Traders use Fibonacci analysis to predict how far the price may reject. So for example, we talked earlier about the possibility of the price moving higher, right? So we have, for example, let me just trace it here. So we have bar one, bar two, bar three. Let's say we have five bars, okay? Let's say we have five bars to the upside. Now, once we get a red bar in, okay, and this is a red bar that, for example, erases the low of the prior bar, okay? So once it erases this low right here, okay, you can see here that it has a little formation. This is the cell formation, okay? So within this cell formation, this becomes your, this becomes your resistance, therefore it becomes your stop, okay? This becomes your stop, and this is where you need to place your stop. This becomes your entry just below this low of the red bar, okay? So this is a sell setup, okay? Sell setup. Because you need to have a really good understanding of patterns that are trading within Fibonacci's, because a lot of times I see traders doing the mistake of like buying right at the Fib or selling right at the Fib. And that's a mistake, because you need to have confirmation of continuation or rejection. And this is a confirmation of a rejection. So once you have this setup right here, all you want to do is do what? You want to take your tracing tool, and your tracing tool, you want to connect it. And this is for uptrends. You want to connect it to the very low and to the very high. And throughout these, throughout the swing low and the swing high, the system is going to generate some levels. You don't have to calculate them yourself, but they're going to calculate these levels. I use, for example, let's say the first level that I use, and you can see it right here, is the 23.6%. This is very popular, especially in a news-driven market, the type of market that we had right after the pandemic low. That was in, 2020? And we also had it in 2008, right? When we had the financial crisis at the end of 08, actually 09, 2010. And so when we started having the QE, right? So that is when the Fed was pumping money, and therefore the pullbacks were very shallow, and you would get like very shallow retracement into this area. Now, there's another retracement, 38.2. And by the way, if you were trading like 10, 15 years ago, 15 years ago or so, 23.6% was literally not there. Okay. So this is something that was added on, because you would consider a shallow retracement at 38.2, which is the second one. So basically, you're using these Fibonacci's because you want to make sure that you understand that if the price should come down, let's say to one of these levels, it could pull back up. And if it comes down to the second level, let's say to the 38.2, it could bounce back up. This is why you need to see a buy setup here, which is the inverse of what we talked about, the sell setup that I highlighted here. And the same thing goes for each and every single level. Okay. So we have the 50% retracement, which is the next one, which is not a Fibonacci number, is just representing the 50% retracement from the swing low to the swing high. It just came in 50%. That's a really good retracement is for day trades, especially if you're trading, let's say, the 5-minute charts or the 15-minute charts. This is really cool, because if you have, let's say, a move that goes like this from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and if you're getting a 50% retracement, this is beautiful, because you need to see here that buy setup. So the buy setup would be represented like so. Let me just trace it for you guys. All right. So you would see like red bar, red bar, red bar, right? And then you would see a rotation. I'm not getting in without having any kind of confirmation, but this would be that rotation. So basically here, you could see that the price came in, let's say 50%, and it did a buy setup. This is a sell setup. This is a buy setup when the green candle takes out the top of the red candle. Now you have a price evidence. So what that means is that you have an area where you can put your stop. Stops under pivots are very reliable. Don't place stops like under random candles or in the middle of the candles because you're just asking to get stopped out. So at the time when the price action triggers above this prior high, you would have a full-blown pivot formed already, and the price action will be ready to continue higher. And that is basically what happens with price in general. So this is a 50% retracement, which is good. Oftentimes, this 50% retracement, especially in the 5-minute chart in the morning, is coinciding with the 3-bar pullback. Remember, we talked about the 3, 5, and 8. Write that down because you're going to see that you're going to use it whether you're day trading, swing trading, investing. It's all there. Now, there is a further retracement, and this is the 61.8. This is very popular, not for day trading. This is very popular for swing trading. For day trading, it just shows you that let's say the open low is holding, whether you're trading the Qs, the SPYs, or Amazon, or whether you're trading, I don't know, Apple or what have you, as long as the low of the day is not yet violated and you don't get that 100% retracement all the way to this prior low, the trade is still valid, okay? But if we're swing trading, this could be a real good buying opportunity. So that would be like the price action is going down to the 61.8% and it's going to bounce off of it. Now, this is the deeper retracement. This is also called the golden means, and institutions love this, especially if this is happening on a daily chart. If this is happening on a weekly chart, there are algorithms out there that act off of this 61.8%, especially on higher timeframes, and they buy off of these levels. If you look at the Qs, the SPYs, the diamonds on monthly charts, you will see, and I hope we have a little bit of time here to share some of that information with you guys. So you can see how these retracements are working. And this is super cool, even for day trading, even if you have, let's say, a full-blown retracement to the 61.8% on the monthly, you know as a day trader that you're going to look for a pop-up into your smaller timeframes, 5-minute, 15-minute, even 2-minute timeframe. So you're expecting a reaction at that level. And the last level is the 78.6%. This is the line in the sand. This is the danger zone. So for example, if the price action comes in, right, comes in like so, this is the originating point. This is the high, right? And it comes in very, very close to this low. This is, let's say, the 78.6%. This is actually the last lifeline. It's the last trampoline, the possibility for the price bounce before a full retracement, a full retracement, shallow pullback, and then collapse into the market. So these are very predictive because they keep you on the right side of the trade. When you want to analyze, the trade, you always analyze it through all the time frames. So I don't want you guys to have just one chart and looking at that one chart of 5 minutes and then toggle through time frames. Okay? No, you got to have it on one single screen. If we have time, I'm going to share with you guys my screen here. All right. So let's just erase this mess. All right. So this is an example with NASDAQ on the weekly, right? So for example, we had a big rally from March, right? You can see it from March because we had a bottoming effect here. And I just took the slide. I just took the snapshot right before I came into this session today. So we had the low right here. So when you calculate your Fibs, I don't know if anybody talked within these presentations of how you need to calculate the Fibs, but in a more it not in a more in an accurate way, because I see, you know, if you go on social media, you see all these types of Fibonacci's that I'd like, man, when I see that, I laugh so hard, you know, because like, oh, wow, they're not going to help those traders in any way. You need to know how to identify where you start your originating point and where you trace it to or from and how to do it. So, for example, in uptrends, you start from a hefty bottom. So you need to have like a pivot formation. You have to have a really good understanding of pivots, support, and what have you. And once you have that bottoming in, and once you have the rotation, you see how this green bar took out the prior red bar high? This is a buy setup. Okay. This was a real massive turnaround point for swing trades, right? So if you are a swing trader, this is what you need to look for, because guess what? The price suggests that it wants to go higher because it has a low, it has a higher low, and this is the second higher low from the bottom, right? And that suggests a change in the trend. That's all you need to have. Two higher lows and two higher highs in order to be in a confirmed change of trend. And now you know how to trade, right? So if you just remember this with the bottom, two higher lows and two higher highs, and the moving average that you need to be above the 20 SMA, here's the 20 SMA right here. Oh my God, you're done. Okay, you're done. You've had it. Now you need to put everything together with the buy setups and boom, there you have it. So bottom line is that you need to identify an order in uptrends. You need to pin your Fibonacci retracement tool at the very bottom, and you have to be very accurate in it if you want to have a really accurate read. So you punch it in here and then you go straight into the next top. Now the next top, now hear me out. A lot of traders are going to go like, oh my gosh, the price action is trading here. I'm going to do an extension. I'm going to do a retracement from here to here. Wrong. You need to have a sell formation. This is the sell formation here. So first of all, we have this topping tail, right? And we had the first sell here. This red bar took out this prior topping tail candle, inverse hammer, by a little bit. And it formed a new low right here. So what do you think happened? This is a sell formation. This is a sell setup, the same one that we talked about in the prior slides, right? So this is a sell setup. Once you have this, then and only then you could start using the Fibonacci tool, okay? So don't use it. If you don't know how to use it, it could do more damage than it could make you money. So once that you have this, this is going to become predictive as to how far the price action is going to go. Obviously, you can see here that I'm not using Fibonacci's alone because that would be suicidal, but I'm using moving averages as well because guess what? Moving averages are still part of the Fibonacci system. So I'm looking for pullbacks that are coming into where? First of all, into my first Fibonacci retracement, which is a 23.6. And now I know that if I get a buy setup right here, okay, so if this candle was not here, but if I would have gotten a buy setup here, okay, where we have this top taken out by the green bar, the price action would continue higher, okay? And that is predictive. That is so awesome about trading because it's so super predictive, and therefore the price action can start going higher. But because the price action continues lower, right? So you can see here that we had the red, we closed into the bottom. Here we have the next candle that took out this prior low and continue lower, right? And continue lower. We had a continuation of a pattern. Guess what happened? In this particular case here, let me just erase everything here. So to have a nice and clean, that's why you need to have really nice and clean charts. You can see that this topping tail right here, you see this tail took out the prior high. Okay. So took out this prior high of the red bar, initiating what? A buy setup off of where? Can anybody tell me in here? Off of where? Off of what? Off of the 20 simple moving average. Because we know that the price action cannot stay extended for a long period of time from the 20 simple moving average. The price action pulls back. Remember, we talked about what? The gap of air. We had a gap of air, right? Into the 20. We started our presentation today with this. You guys see the gap of air? The price action is into a super trend. How do we know that? It's following the 10 EMA. Or you can use the 88 simple moving average if you wish. My choice is to use the 10 exponential moving average, but you can use the 8, which is still into the Fibonacci family. Once the price action started violating the 8, it violated the power trend, right? Because the 8 simple moving average or the 10 exponential moving average, which is very similar. Once the price breaks below it right here, oops, I didn't mean to use the arrow. Okay. All right. Once it got below the 10 EMA, you think what? Pullback. You're not going to be bullish anymore, guys, because the price is trading under the 8 simple moving average or the 10 exponential moving average. And it's going to come back. Where to? 38.2% or the closest indicator, which is the 21 simple moving average, which is part of the Fibonacci family. Do you guys get it? Isn't it exciting? Okay. I love it. And then we had a continuational pattern. Now, the price action is getting rejected at the moment, right? So what do you think it's going to do? It's still trading above the 10 EMA. So careful here because it's still trading in the power trend, right? So what do you think it's going to do here? Probably it's going to pull back a little bit more. Probably it's going to pull back to fulfill this 15,000 area, around the 15,000 area right here. Okay. Was that cool, guys? All right. All right. So let me just take everything out here. All right. So another thing that, and another way in which I use the Fibonacci sequence is to determine targets. And we're going to go to live charts in just a few moments. Fibonacci projections or Fibonacci extensions, you're going to use the same tool. But instead of going from a pivot low to a, from a swing low to a swing high, and remember, you need to have the confirmation. You need to have the rotation. You don't have the rotation, you don't have a fib. You just don't trace them randomly. You need to have a pivot and you need to have a pivot here. You don't have a pivot here because you really don't have a sell. This is sandwich, sandwich, boom. This is the sell pattern. So this is the highest point. So you trace it from here to here. Okay. When you're in uptrend and you want to find out retracements to where the price may come back into, just like we saw over here, right? But how about, I want to look at a price action because if I got in on this buy setup right here, and by the way, 1, 2, 3, bingo, price moving up. I'm telling you, all you need to do is like simple math, and you don't have to be a math whiz. That's so perfect about this market. That's so perfect about this market. You don't need to be a math whiz. You know how to count to 3. You know how to count to 5. You know how to count to 8. You know when the pullbacks may be happening. You know how to address the trend. You know how to analyze when the price is coming into the 10 EMA, when the price is coming into the 21 SMA. These are Fibonacci within the Fibonacci family. And here we go. So if I take this buy setup over here, right? Because I have 1, 2, 3, boom, down. The next candle that is taking this prior high out, boom, I'm in. I'm in long. So this is my entry. This is my stop over here. Okay. And then obviously everybody knows that the price target is going to be into the prior high. That's what you're taught in all the manuals. All right. What if you were trading in 2021 and you were trading into all-time highs and you didn't have any prior highs to have a reference? You use the same tool. You use the Fibonacci retracement, but this time around, you use it from the high to the low. You use it from the pivot high to the pivot low, and the system is going to generate you, automatically, it's going to generate targets to the upside, further targets. So if you don't, if you're trading a stock, then there are many stocks right now that are trading into all-time highs. If you're trading, oh, and I have to add something else here. So this tool is not always super cool to use to identify calculated highs, something that institutions are looking for because they're not, you know, like crypto traders. So like, oh my gosh, it's going to the moon, right? Bitcoin is going to the moon. Litecoin is going to the moon, right? They're not using the moon indicator, okay? They want to have a good risk-reward ratio and they want to know like if the price is going higher, where is it going to go? Boom, boom, boom. That's it. They have the swing target. These are the two swing targets into the 127.2 and 161.8. These are highly used by institutions and that's why they work, okay? So now we know that if the price action is going to head on to the full retracement into the 100%, we know that there's still room to the upside. And this is the room to the upside. This is a core target, which means like this can happen at, in several months. And these are swing targets. So they can happen in several weeks, two weeks, 3 weeks, or even sooner, okay? So you use the tool from high to low in an uptrend to find out further projections to the upside, further targets to the upside. Institutions do not trade without this tool, especially with the extension tool, and especially for stocks or indices, futures, whatever, to know. And this is also amazing. If you're, how many of you guys in here are options traders? If you're an option trader and do not use this tool, Oh my gosh. Leave everything down, put everything down, learn how to use it. Play with it. Play with it. Okay. Awesome, Ray. Awesome. So remember, in uptrends, you select the high to the low, pivot high to pivot low to get extensions to the upside. It's the other way around for downtrends. For example, in bonds, right? In bonds, because they're like falling from the face of earth, you do the opposite. You go from low to high to find out projections to the downside. And when you want to find out how much the price can pull back and where it can pull back into, you select the low to the high. And this is an uptrend. And the other way around for downtrends, high to low, in order to find out where is the area where it can bounce. For example, you're shorting something. Okay. So now my question to you is, oh my gosh, the timing is just crazy. I only have 20 minutes left. All right. So the question is Fibonacci enough just to use Fibonacci? Just erase everything on the technical chart and just use Fibonacci? And I will tell you this, and I have extensive trading experience on the day trading side, swing trading side, investing side. And I could tell you this right now. When I first started trading, I used naked charts. I didn't use any kind of moving averages, any kind of indicator, not even a fib. Later on, I've added the fib, and I knew that I was missing something. And then I have started to add, but don't think that I have started to add everything out of the blue. No, I took classes and classes and classes and classes and classes and mentorship and mentorship. So until I finally had a system that I could customize to myself, because basically I was taught on the institutional side and I needed something to adapt for the retail side for myself as a retail trader. So I'm telling you right now that Fibonacci is not enough. It is a powerful tool, no doubt about it. It's a technical indicator that uses pure price action, which is phenomenal because it shows you retracements, possible retracements. But if you don't know patterns, buy patterns, sell patterns. And I just showed you one of the patterns. There are multiple patterns. I, for example, teach in my course 10 trading patterns. This is only one of them, buy and the sell, okay? Can be applicable on any kind of instrument, whether you're trading stocks or forex or futures or cryptos, whatever you're trading. It predicts rotation points, the buy setups and the sell setups that we talked. These are rotations. It predicts targets. You saw that you can trace extensions, right? And you can see targets that other traders do not know, newbie traders or trader, even traders like I've known a trader for over 20 years, and he has never used price extensions, okay? He had no idea that from the retracement, you could actually use extensions. So I taught him this, and I'm like, he was like, oh my gosh, you opened a whole new world for me. So price targets are very important because you calculate the risk to return, right? You want to make sure that when you get into a trade, you get a good risk to return on your trade. Traders must have a really good understanding of the trend. If you're a beginner trader, I don't know if anybody else said it in here, but if you're a beginner trader, I recommend just stay away from Fibonacci's, especially if you're day trading or even swing trading, and pay attention to something that is a little bit more digestible, like moving averages. Pullbacks to moving averages, start small, and then you can add on Fibonacci's, okay? Traders also have to have this good understanding of trends, like I said earlier, because you cannot trace Fibonacci's in sideways markets. They're going to give you wrong reads. Even if you have like a wide, for example, sometimes you have like a really crappy market that is, let me just find my cursor here. All right. So you have a crappy market like this, okay, with highs and lows. Oops. I'm going to try to, let me just redo this. Okay. So you have a crappy market sometimes like this. It's still very much sideways. Right. And if you try to, you know, if you try to use Fibonacci's on this kind of market and point it to high to low, and you can see that it never completed there. So don't use it. And as a rule, like what I suggest you guys do, like make sure that you have enough data on your charts to see the price action to the left hand side and to kind of like see if you are having a range or not. of multi-day range or not, what I truly suggest, and I'm not kidding, this is what I was taught to do, and this is what I still do. Push back your chair, stand up, take 3 to 4 steps back if you can, and then look at a chart. Okay, you're going to have a totally different understanding. Trust me on this. It's just like when you go to a museum and when you get so close to a mega painting, like a humongous Rembrandt that is like, I don't know, 20 feet by 30 feet, and you're like 1 foot away, and then you're basically seeing all the brush strokes. You're not seeing the bigger picture. You're not seeing the far right corner, the far left corner. You're not seeing anything. You're not seeing past. You're not seeing future. So make sure you take a step back. This tool can be used in downtrends and uptrends to predict further targets to the low side and to the upside. One other thing that I forgot to mention here is that I put a lot of emphasis on calculating targets into new highs, into all-time highs or all-time lows. Here's another thing. If the distance between the resistance area that you had before and the entry area and the resistance area is too wide, then you could use the Fibonacci's. Okay, so let me just trace this for you guys. So let's say we have a downtrend, okay, sort of like this, okay? And let's say if you are getting, let's say on a short squeeze, okay? Let's say you're getting on a short squeeze here. And you see here that we have doom, 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 minor resistance, right? This is support, which becomes minor resistance right here. So the price action is going to go higher into this point, right? But from the entry to, let's say, this first area of support, which is obviously minor resistance, so you have a target. This is your T1. But if T2, which is here, let's say this is T2, this is target two. You see that there's a quite big void. It's fine. It's fine here if you decide to do a projection that will allow you, for example, from this swing high to this swing low. So you pin it, the same Fibonacci tool, but you pin it from high to low and you can find out different levels. Okay. And you're going to have a T2, which is going to be here. You're going to have a T3, which is going to be here. You're going to have a T4, which is going to be here. Okay. Does that make sense, guys? All right. Cool. All right. Sure. Absolutely. Michael, I will try to do that. I'm looking at the clock and oh my gosh, this is just slide number 12. This is insane. Okay. So we're going to skip through some stuff right here. So understanding the trends, we talked about that. Candlestick psychology. Candlesticks are so important, guys. It's the psychology behind the candlestick that is so important. So for example, when you get big fat green candle, that is, for example, a dominant buying momentum type of action. And if that is, for example, if that happens, because Michael mentioned here the SPY, if you get that on a daily chart and you finish off a big fat green candle, there the momentum is pointing 90% of the time towards a continuation. The same thing when you get a big fat red candle, okay? You get a big fat red candle, then the momentum is to the low side. All right, we talked a little bit about the changes in the trend that you need to have the low, right? You need to have the low over here and you need to have higher low, and that's the change in the trend. So we can no longer talk about, and this is also hybrid Elliott waves, okay, that I'm going to show in just a sec. So you have the swing low to swing high, right? You get the pullback, you get an extension higher, trading above the prior high, and then you get the pullback. When you're looking like I suggested, from a little bit of a distance, you notice that you have what? You have some elements here that are depict from hybrid Elliott waves. So what that means, because you heard me about minor resistance or minor support and all that fun stuff, that is so cool. That is the best thing ever to learn about trading. This resistance right here becomes predictive of a buy right here, right? Because it's trading into the same area. And minor resistance and minor support are so much stronger because they have been areas that have been tested before. So for example, here in the downtrend, this is support that comes predictive that this is a sell area, Okay. So that's how you have certainty and say, how do you know? How do you have so much confidence that you want to go long or you want to go short? It's from this hybrid Elliott waves. Okay. That is the secret to that. All right. So, what traders want to often want, they want a holy grail of trading. That is like, give me one indicator that it's just going to make me money. There's no such thing. You got to put everything together. All right. So you guys know a lot about technical analysis of what can do and what cannot do and eliminate the fear. And, bottom line is that, in trading, you want to have conviction on your side, and conviction comes from technical analysis and where the price is trading at. The colors of the candles are significant. The patterns are significant, and every indicator that you use are very significant. And like you saw on my charts, I don't use a lot of indicators. I like to see price action. I just use a couple of moving averages. I use candlesticks. Remember the 3, 5, and 8. I use the moving averages, the 21, the 50, and so on. And I use the extensions, right? Okay, so it's time to simplify your trading. If you're using, so many indicators that you cannot see real price action, try to ditch them, try to eliminate some of them, and give this a chance. You would be surprised, right? So bottom line is that if you're using technical analysis, it will help you advance in trading. And advancing in trading means making money in trading, because we're all here to make money. I had my fair share of hard time when trading at the beginning. Nobody's perfect when they start trading. And that's why you have to keep at it, because there's going to be one day when everything is going to click and everything is going to be amazing. Okay. Trust me on this. All right. So technical analysis gives you the superpower. I just wanted to show you this, which is extraordinary. I just took this slide right here just before I came into this presentation. You can see here, this is the SPX. And I wanted to show you something very interesting. Now, by the way, I'm sorry I didn't do it here. I don't know if we have time to do it, but I am going to share some really good news with you guys, and I'm going to get you guys in here in a very special class. But here's the thing. If you look through to 2020 and 2020, if you're looking through year 2000 and 2008, you're going to see that there's nothing else but a double top and double bottom. And if you do a Fibonacci projection from swing high to swing low, that's all you needed to do in 2009. And I did it. I made most of my money that set me free for life. And I'm not kidding. Until 2016. This is what set me here for life. Here is just bonus, and I'm compounding. But look at the extension from swing high to swing low. Look at the projection. Look at the price action here, sideways in between fibs. Look at the extension here. This is the pandemic that came in with a low right here. We got the extension, and because of the price velocity, look at where it stalled here, 45.30. Look at what we're battling right now. Same area from the extension from 2000 to 2009. Okay. All right. So I have some other like really cool stuff here that I don't have time to cover, but we'll cover it at some point, sometime. Okay. So let's see. And I'm going to get to that spy, Michael, I promise. But before that, I want to invite you guys to an event. And let me see if I have, All right, here's the link to my event. It's going to be next week, and it's going to be a 4-day event. Are you kidding me? Here's the good news about the event. This is going to teach you how to get started in trading, whether it's stocks, whether it's futures, whether it is whatever it is that you're trading. But if you want, and I choose futures because it's only 4 charts and I don't have to do a lot of work. And for me at this point in time of my life, like I don't want to do a lot of work. I just want to enjoy my life. And I only want to work maximum of 2 hours a day. All right. So Accelerate Your Income Challenge. And if you want to accept this mission so I can teach you in 4 days what you need to have and what to do to get you started in trading and generating income, this is for you. The link is right here, right now. Best of all, the event is free for everybody. I'm not doing this very often. So if you guys are up for the challenge, the time is in Eastern. The time is in Eastern. It's from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We often go beyond that. Okay. We often go like 2 to 3 hours, and I'm not kidding, whenever we're doing this event. But Accelerate Your Income Challenge. And here's the deal. This is what you're going to be taught in this course. You're going to be taught how to discover step-by-step formula to increasing your income in any economy. By the way, have you guys heard the word COVID? Uh-huh. Yeah, me too. So is there going to be a lot of another lockdown? Personally, do not care. Because if you have a computer, an internet connection, and a good strategy, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money. Each individual stock is so easy to manipulate. However, futures is a different story, but I'm going to teach you to do both. So remember, it is a system that teaches you how to trade stocks, options, futures, forex, anything. Over 80% of workers are living paycheck to paycheck. I will show you how you can stop that. So I put together this 4-day free exclusive training workshop to share the ABCs of futures trading and how you can start your trading journey in 2023 at the end of 2023. And by the way, September is the best month to learn because it's the crappiest to trade. Okay. You're going to be generating income, whether you want to generate income, supplement your income by trading only 2 hours a day. And by the way, my trades are typically have a duration of about 15 minutes to, let's say, 5 minutes to 10 minutes. Okay. That's it. That's your work day. Okay. Fewer charts, less analysis, more focus. It's all about futures. And if you're a stock trader, you have to come and see this because I was a stock trader for 15 years. No, I'm not day trading stocks, but I'm still swing trading stocks. So all this 4-day mega futures event is next week, September 11th to 14th. And it's free to attend for everybody. David put in the link right here. So here's the link right now. There's no reason why you should not be here, whether you're a stock trader or a futures trader. So if you guys want to step in.
And I am not kidding you when I'm telling you that these events, my events are so ultra popular. There are a lot of traders on the waiting list, okay? So if you want to come in here, be ready, be my guest. We're going to teach you how you can get started, okay? And